our look is, our new look now is so fresh that not putting out content would be a crime. Not putting out content with this new brand design would be a crime. Hello everyone, I'm Chuka.
And I'm Emmanuel. And you're listening to Inside the Tech Ecosystem Podcast.
My G, what's good, man? How's it going? Can you believe it's been 3 years since I started running this thing? Like, when we initially started, I don't know. I did not think we'd run it for 3 years, but I also did not think we would, like, you know, make as much progress and changes and updates that we've made so far. I'm really proud of us, actually. I'm proud of how far we've come, how far the podcast has come, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's been 3 crazy years. It's funny how this is one of those projects you can actually call pandemic projects.
Oh, shit.
Because it started in 2020. I think
this was a pandemic
in the middle of the year, right? Yeah.
It's a pandemic podcast.
Mm, and it's still surviving. Mm. I think if you can go through a pandemic, then you're sure to survive many things.
That's true. I actually agree. That was one take. That was one Emmanuel take I actually agree with for the first time. I don't agree with a lot of Emmanuel takes. He has a lot of bad takes. So, anyways, welcome back to the show. Welcome back, ITT fam. And if you noticed, we have a pretty decent new look now. You must have seen a couple of changes around you. Well, we had a makeover, right? And we'll be talking about that makeover on this episode. Is this an episode?
Yes, it is an episode.
In this conversation. We'll talk about that makeover in this conversation. Yeah. So, E, do you want to talk about what you like about the new makeover? What's your favorite thing about the new look that Inside Ecosystem has currently?
To be honest, I love everything about it. Like, the first time I saw the new logo and the new brand identity, like for the first time in a long time, I just liked an entire design. Like, I'm like, yes, this is it. So
this is why
I love everything. No, I really do love everything about it. Like, but I think the biggest reason why I love it is how simple and versatile it can be. Like, it's really simple. It communicates what we do. Like, there's not much going on there, which is what a lot of brands or big brands do these days. Like, there's no need to cram everything in one. Just something simple that communicates what you do. And that's exactly what the new look is for me.
I just like to put it out there that Emmanuel has given himself a reputation on this podcast for dragging other people. And
Do I
said talk about our brand. You say some other brands out there, they put everything. I did not ask you for that one.
Where's all this? You actually twisted my words. What I said was there are brands that actually did what we just did in terms of like rebranding using a simple logo, you know. So it's actually props to them and not me dragging them.
Anyways, I'll drop Emmanuel's contact details in the show notes. So if anyone wants to reach out to him personally to have a word or two. All right. So let me talk about why we rebranded for the most part. Like I said earlier, we've been running this show for 3 years. 3 good years. Well, there's been some highs and lows, but I'd say in general, it's been 3 good years. And I think rebranding was something that we've always had at the back of our mind, but like we were doing a lot of things at the time in terms of, you know, just making the quality of the show better, right? And trying to figure out a lot of things. So this podcast for me has been my biggest experiment, if I'm being very honest, because there are a lot of things we actually had to figure out by podcasting. You know, sometimes people tell you stuff like, see, just start, you figure everything out at the end of the day, like along the way, right? And so people think, people come up with 1 million and one excuses not to start something. But for the most part, like, this podcast was the biggest just start experiment and just start project for me, because we both, both Manuel and I did not have any experience podcasting. So we had to figure out a lot of things, right? And I think down the line, when we realized that, oh, okay, we've been running this for a while, we've actually achieved this and this, we've done this, maybe it's time for a new look, right? And we actually started planning, like, actively for the new design and for a whole lot of other things that we've changed or we've upgraded on the show, which you guys will be finding out later on, or even on this, in this conversation, right? Yeah, who knows? Mm-hmm. But we cannot talk about a new look without talking about our old look. And on the show today, we have the wicked designer himself, the wicked producer himself, Young John. Okay, not actually Young John, but we have John Ayeni with us on the show. And we'd just like to introduce John. First of all, Iman, do you want to introduce John or should I go ahead? You know, I'm a big fan of John, you know. I'm always hyping John up.
So yes, John. John Ayeni is a friend, a colleague, and many things. And he has been on this show for the past 3 years, actually. The very first logo was designed by John. And all the designs that we've been publishing, all our graphics, all our content, most of those things have been designed by John. So John has been working in the background for a long time. But eventually John joined the team as a full-time, let me not say full-time, but
he officially joined
the team last year, and he has been contributing like 10x, 100x to the team. So John, all this praise is for you. I think the audience would like to hear your voice. Can you introduce yourself formally and tell us how it has been working for the podcast so far?
Wait, before John introduces himself, John was also one of our first ever guests on the show. So we'll link the link. In fact, I've not listened to that episode since we released it 3 years ago. I should. Let me go and hear what the things we're saying, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, John, you can go ahead now.
Yeah, so hi, everyone. Chuka, you kind of stole my shine there, because like I wanted to mention the fact that this is not my first time on being on an episode.
I'm sorry.
You already mentioned that. Well, it's cool. What do I do in ITT? I think Chuka and Emmanuel has already done a good job like laying out the things I do. So designs, but yeah, I think there are a couple of other things I've gotten my hands into also. Done some motion graphics, done some research. I think our current website, like even though I use like a free tool, but yeah, just a bunch of things that help push our brand forward. I know for this current design, which I'm super excited about, we did actually get a brand consultant, an external brand consultant, because I think one of the things we realized that we did need more professional experience this time, because I am actually a software engineer. That's what I do for my daily job, my full-time job.
The amount of engineering hormones on this podcast right now
is quite a lot. It's quite a lot. Yeah, but yeah, I'm a software engineer, but I actually do a lot of designs, funny enough. I know I have done designs for NGOs, shoe brands, book releases, and I do a lot of unofficial design work, which, to be honest, I actually don't get paid for most of the time, but I actually just enjoy doing it. I think that actually comes from the fact that I think even before I became an engineer at heart, I did love art a lot. I draw, so like even a lot of our episode covers, like you see the cartoonized faces of like the guests. I sort of do a combination of like some pre-processing by laptop and also some digital art with like my iPad. So it's kind of like my own way of keeping that hobby alive. It has been fun being on this journey for the past 3 years. I'm definitely looking forward to like where this podcast is heading. I know we have a lot planned. I feel like if anyone sees like our internal document of like things we have written down of what we've done or what we have planned, it's like a 2-3 month onboarding process for anyone that joins the team. But yeah, it's that's been quite quite good.
Actually pretty large, I'll be honest. Thank you so much, man. Like John has actually gingered Emmanuel and I, because we saw the amount of work John was putting into, you know, making sure we got tasks knocked off our to-do list and just making sure the entire project was being pushed properly and we're working like, you know, like hell on it. So John, in some cases, John actually inspired, because I look at Emmanuel like, guy, John is outworking us and we created this podcast together. And Emmanuel would be like, man, you're right, man. Let's get back on track and stuff. So John has actually been very, very valuable to us on the show, and we're glad to have him here today. Fun fact, the logo the former logo wasn't even the first logo John did. There was one that he put barbed wire inside, but like, that's a story for another day. All right, so like, let's talk about the podcast so far. John, what has been your favorite moment in the podcast so far? Let's talk about your highs and your lows, you know, just things in general, because next thing we want to talk about is future plans for the podcast. We want to educate our listeners about what to expect next, but you know, they have to know where we are coming from personally. So let us know, you know, what have you enjoyed the most about podcast so far, and what have you enjoyed the least about the podcast so far?
I think that the growth of the podcast in terms of efforts that we put into making sure that we put something quality out has been phenomenal, in my opinion, because I remember when we started the very first audio, I think after 1 week, I wanted us to delete it because of how bad it was. But I'm glad we
didn't. He's not lying.
Because now, now we can actually, you know, see the growth. So today, like, our expectations are higher, like in terms of quality by default. So it's not like we're fighting to say, oh, let's, you know, be more quality. But, you know, it's just part of our nature at the moment because of how much effort we've put and how consistent we have been in doing that. So I think that's my biggest lesson so far. The more effort you put into something, the much better the results are. It's just like give and take, you know.
John, what about you?
I think for me, probably the most satisfying thing or enjoyable thing about the podcast is like hearing feedback from other people. I remember, I wouldn't mention the podcast name, but it's quite a popular podcast in Nigeria. And I have this friend that he's kind of like really into business. I think there was a day we were having a discussion, and then he mentioned, like, he just randomly talked about like the podcast. I'm like, oh, you guys are doing a great job. Like, you guys' podcast is like way better than this other podcast I am not going to name.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And
this is the first time I'm hearing this.
Yeah. And like, I think apart from like comparison like other podcasts, what generally does sharing people that maybe have interest in tech and were able to listen to the podcast and they're gaining from it. We have a community group, and one of the things someone mentioned was like, oh, you guys should interview some non-technical people. And we were like, oh, we already have that. So it was like we were covering like a lot of areas with like the variety of guests we have. And we have so much more planned. So I think for me, that's the best thing about the podcast, like being able to impact people inviting these guests to talk about like different areas in tech, struggles that they face, how they overcame their challenges, and then we can share this information with people. I think for me, that is the most rewarding part.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys so much. So you guys have said the, you know, commendable things about the pod, and me, I'm going to say stuff that maybe I've not enjoyed the most, and then you guys can also say your part, right? So we are actually hoping we'll be more consistent with episodes. You know, we've been running it for 3 years, but we've not put out 3 years worth of content yet. But we hope, you know, in the future, like going forward from now, especially with our new look. I mean, our new look now is so fresh that not putting out content would be a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Not putting out content with this new brand design would be a crime. So I'm pushing very hard for that. We're all pushing very hard for that on the show to put out more enjoyable and more quality content at the end of the day. So that would be my low, like, you know, least enjoyed part currently. I'd like to hear Emmanuel's and John's take as well. Emmanuel, you go first.
Yeah, I think it's the same. You know, we should be more consistent. Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
John, what about you?
Yeah, I have a different view on this. So I know definitely there have been points where, like, maybe it didn't seem like frustrating a bit or like tiring. But I think every challenge we faced has been a learning experience. Like even when things were tough, even when we had things planned and we didn't achieve. Maybe just quickly talk, like, one thing we do every Sunday actually is that we do retros. So like kind of like everyone on the team talks about how that week went, what they felt could have done, gone better, what went well. And that sort of helps us to like keep track of like the things that we might not be keeping an eye on and then improve. So I think, yeah, whatever we face that hasn't been the best has sort of been a learning experience. So I don't think there's anything I would maybe do differently.
John is a nice guy, but I also like to say there's so much engineering hormones on this show right now. We just talked about having retros. Like, if other podcast hosts listen to us, they'll be like, what is retros? We just hop on the mic and record. Well, like, one perk about being an engineer is sometimes you think of things in such an organized way that other people running businesses or something similar with what you're doing, they don't exactly think about it like that. So
Chuka, I'm actually going to jump in here. Like, when you talk about like engineering, so we had this issue a couple of months ago where, so for each meeting we have, someone on the team is usually in charge of running it, and like we try like writing like a sheet of like knowing who's in charge. And guess what we came up with? We decided to write a bot that would be the message.
That was John's idea, by the way.
It was actually Manos' idea, but I picked it up.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was Manos' idea, but
I don't even remember.
John,
I'm giving it to you. I'm not giving it to Emmanuel. I'm sorry.
But yeah.
I'm a hater.
It was something I picked up. So like the bot actually checks through like the list of members and like with a round. I don't know if you guys know what you can search what round robin is later on. But it basically goes through like the list of members and selects one person and sends a message that you are in charge of the meeting, like the next meeting we have. So it was our way of automating who is going to take charge of the meeting.
And that was fun actually, because, you know, most we had a problem where we'll come to meetings and people will be arguing who is in charge for today. So like we just had a bot fix all of that. So we didn't have that problem again. So like I said earlier, like having a lot of, you know, engineering skills on the same show, like, you know, it helps, right? Because, bruh, if you took a look at our documents, right, for like our podcast wiki, I'd say podcast wiki because there's nothing about the pod you can't find in that document. If you took a look at it, like, you'd be like, oh, wow, these guys are running this thing like it's an actual organization. And I think that's really cool. All right, so let's talk about future plans and goals for the pod. I would say a couple that I have in mind, and then Emmanuel can say some and John could say some. Personally, in fact, generally, actually, we're working on producing more other forms of content, like video content and not just audio this time, because I'm not even going to lie, most of the podcasts I listen to, right, I watch the videos and stuff, and it's really enjoyable. I really like it. Like, it's almost like you're connecting with, you know, the host more than usual. And also, we're working on you know, just more forms of content in general. We may also be sending more newsletter epistles, you know, apart from when we release episodes. So, Emmanuel, you go.
I think you said it all. But aside from those, you would see a lot of social media postings from us. So we will create more engaging extra posts content. So that we can get, so we can get ideas from you and build more, shall I say, personal relationship with you.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this, they say content is king. If you're listening to this, try to engage with our posts. So we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on LinkedIn, and we're on Facebook, for those of you that use Facebook. So, yeah.
I mean, there is a lot I want to say, but I think I can't say yet because it will reveal things that I would say are in the works or about to be in the works. But, yeah, just expect more, should I say, interactive content from the podcast. Yeah, like things that are outside the podcast that you can actually interact with.
All right. Big thank you to every single person that has been a part of this show since day one. Big thank you to everyone that has contributed to the show in one way or the other. Big thank you to the people that have made the show a success. And a massive thank you to all the listeners that we have on the show. For some episodes or even for the total audience of the podcast, Emmanuel and I don't believe we know that many people in our friendship circle or as family to listen. So we know that there are people out there that we've never met and we do not know personally that listen to this show every single time we put out an episode. And we just want to say a big thank you to you guys. You guys are the best. You guys are awesome. You guys are amazing. And we'd like to give some shout outs to some special people as well. I'd like to give a shout out to Faith Sheidayo Idowu. Faith is actually a member of the team as well, but he wasn't able to join this recording due to some personal reasons. But Faith has been amazing. Faith helps us with some research, and also, like, the podcast is almost like a startup because even the role that you're supposed to do, like, you end up doing other things. You end up putting your hands in other things and being involved in other things. But Faith mostly does research for us. Like, Faith will tell us, oh, okay, this episode, we can talk about this and this. And we're like, oh, we didn't even know that existed. So big shout out to Faith. Faith, you're amazing.
Yeah, so I think definitely we need to say a big shout out to Ife Aminu. So she was our brand consultant for, like, the rebrand that has gotten us to the new shiny state that we're in right now. So, like, she did really amazing work there. I mean, if you are looking for a good brand consultant, we can give you a contact.
Sure. A big shout out to OK. So OK has been editing our sound for the past 3 years.
Actually.
And a big shout out to Oyin Consola Ogunyika. She also, we also consulted her for rebranding.
She gave us some really cool ideas. She's dope. All right, we've come to the end of this conversation. I will not be calling it an episode because it's not really an episode, but it was a fun conversation and we just got to see, you know, where the podcast is going and where the podcast is coming from and new faces that we'll be having on the show. Is it? We'll be having John on the show, hopefully, you know. So would also like to get some feedback from everyone listening, you know, from everyone that has been very, very supportive of us since day one. Please tell us what you think about the new rebrand. Leave feedback for us. We have a feedback form which, you know, would link in the show notes, but, like, always, you know, we're always happy to hear feedback and hear suggestions from every single person because it helps us improve and it helps the show get better. All right. Thank you guys so much once again for being the best audience in the world.